Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. The Clash in Paris, yeah. CM Punk was about to put Seth to sleep. A hooded, masked wrestler came in from behind and hit him in the man bits. And collapsed him, and of course Seth stomped him and put him away. Turns out it was Becky. It was Becky. So we're not surprised by that. A 16-2 week one for the Big Ten football conference. We need to, before you talk to Ty, you got to ask him what the SEC was.
Oh yeah,
right. Let's get his take on it. Pretty fantastic. But, yeah, Northwestern and UCLA taking losses for the Big Ten. The nerve of them. What is wrong with you? Don't you know there's a reputation to uphold? Like, what are we doing?
But did Utah basically save the Big 12 by stomping UCLA? Because the Big 12 had a rough weekend until that happened.
Oh, Kansas State.
Yeah.
Kansas. Man. Yeah, you had a big kickoff return. It's 17-8 South Carolina over Virginia Tech. And I, in full disclosure, had zero expectation for Virginia Tech. Also knew it was bad when they came out in the Tech orange instead of the maroon. Let's not.
They've got it figured out there with Brent Pry, because Virginia, I mean, it just feels like college football is a little better when Virginia Tech's dangerous.
Yeah.
Maybe they can turn it around today, but.
Yeah, but they're not doing it right.
They're not doing
it. It looks, I mean, you're having difficulty scoring touchdowns. And, you know, ask Texas. Listen, if you're a football fan, and if we say on Thursday that Ohio State is held to 14 points, we're coordinating Texas is legit. They're legitimately the number one team in the country. If we say on Thursday that Ohio State holds Texas to 7 points, legitimately they're the best team in the country. We would have lost our minds. It's a blowout. Either way, we thought it was a blowout. If we said, I listened to prognosticators on social media, and there's no way that Alabama's going to lose to Florida State, but how funny would it be if they did? Right? That would put DeBoer immediately on the hot seat, etc. Well, guess what? That absolute thing. Like, do we not understand that speaking in absolutes on sports radio is just probably a...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
Bad thing, like you probably should be a little careful of speaking in absolutes, like he's absolutely the best, or they're absolutely number one, or he's absolutely number one pick, or they're absolutely going to blow this team out, or that team is absolutely terrible. Because the two win Florida State Seminoles, it would have been easy to say they're going to be terrible, Alabama's going to blow them out, except they're not.
It was interesting too, because when you look at, like, you knew it all off season. Then when you actually kind of look at Florida State's sideline and see Gus Malzahn and see Tony White and just, you know, kind of realize they've got an all-star coaching staff.
Yeah.
And so it was just, you know, from a 2-win team, I understand, but I still think it's an absolute travesty that team didn't get to play for the playoffs. And I think that probably led partially to kind of what happened to Florida State last year. You know, if I went undefeated through the ACC and wasn't allowed to play in the playoffs, you know, it kind of takes away a little bit from, okay, well, what is the motive? Is college football against us, all that sort of stuff. I mean, and they're, like every team, they're still going to have some stuff to work on, but I'm interested to see where they go in the polls. But the other part of this, which is really fun, is that we look at, okay, well, they beat a top 10 team. They should be top 11, top 15, whatever it should be. Maybe Alabama's terrible. Maybe neither team is good. We don't know. And that again, furthers into the season. Even though now we've seen some game action, we still haven't seen, you know, it's still pretty short sample size. So it's, again, the ride is fun. This is why I love it.
I just hope that everybody, I know it takes the first week to get a real grip on being a fan for the season, right? All the expectation.
Wrong.
Right? Stop allowing people to goad you into believing that a team is the number 8 team in the country. You don't know. Stop allowing people to tell you that somebody's the preseason Heisman Trophy leading candidate or the second or third best quarterback. You haven't seen them all, and you don't know who they're playing for or playing with. So if we've learned nothing, it is a rock-solid reminder. Pause, chill, let it play out.
Well, I think Preston Stone's a pretty good example, too. Preston Stone's a proven quarterback. He has some good numbers over there at SMU, to your point earlier.
Bruh.
It certainly makes a difference sometimes. I've seen it before. I've seen pretty good quarterbacks transfer into Northwestern, and they don't put up the same numbers. Northwestern's a tough place to win.
Right. But that's the thing. You don't know who he's throwing to. You don't know how they're going to protect him. You don't know if the running game is going to work. Yeah, you can have arm talent, and you can have a high IQ. Doesn't mean you're going to win where you're going. We don't know until we know. But this is why we get to sit here and talk about it. Just to remind folks, hey, calm down.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.